The Ministry of Education, State Department of Vocational and Technical Training, Keroka Technical Institute, P.O. Box 440, Keroka. For more inquiries, contact the telephone number 0726588558 or 0208065130. For more information, visit their website www.kerokatechnical.ac.ke or their email kerokatechnical@gmail.com. Services rendered. All offices shall be fully functioned from Monday to Friday as from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. All offices shall be closed on weekends and public holidays. The charges for visiting our offices are free. All customers and visitors are required to register their names in the visitor's book and wait for direction from the office in charge. This should be done within 5 minutes and the charges are free. Handling of inquiries. All customers and visitors are required to show respect, courtesy, and dignity, and also requested to listen carefully to get the right information. This should be done within 5 minutes and the charges are also free. Response to correspondence, complaints, compliments, suggestions. Our customers are required to be patient, respectful, and courteous during the presentation of correspondences, complaints, and suggestions. This should be done within a time frame of 2 days. The service charges for these are free. Issuance of recommendation. This is done within 24 hours and the service charges for this are free. Issuance of the Institute's calendar of events should adhere and implement according to the program. This is done 7 days prior to commencement of a new term. The charges are free. Student application, admission, and other services. All interested candidates are required to have a duly filled admission form and pay required fees for admission. The same should be done with relevant documents such as copies of result slip and certificate, school leaving certificate, national identification card, 2 recent passport size photos, original, and a medical certificate duly filled by a registered practitioner. All these documents are required to be presented within 30 minutes of reporting. The charges are 1,500 Kenyan shillings. Allocation of rooms for boarders. All the potential boarders are required to present a copy of the approved admission form with the relevant documents attached. The payment receipt from the accounts office should also be presented. This should be done within 10 minutes and the charges are free. Change of course. It requires a duly filled change of course form, which is presented 14 days from the official date of admission, and the charges are free. Course deferment. It requires a duly filled deferment form. This should be done 14 days after application for deferment. The charges are free. Training is done during class attendance, and it should be done 10 minutes to commencement of a lesson. In the section of meals, the students are required to pay as they eat, and the time frame is as soon as payment is made. The charges made are as per menu ordered. Tuition. Students are required to make payments and do their registration at the stipulated time, and the charges are as per the fee structure. Registration for national examination. All students are asked to make payment for exam and present the bank slip or money order to the accounts office. This is to be done 30 minutes upon presentation of the bank slip. The charges are as per the set fee for the course. Student evaluation exam card. All students are expected to attempt all cards and have a minimum of 90% class attendance. The time frame for this should be as per the stipulated schedule, and the charges are as per the fee structure. Placement of students on attachment. All students are expected to avail themselves at the attached place. This is to be done within 14 days from the official opening. The charges are 2,000 Kenyan shillings. Assessment of students on attachment. All students are expected to attend attachment and comply with work ethics. This is to be done 8 weeks after the start of the exercise. The charges are also free. Student certification. Issuance of transcript and certificate. The student is required to be a fully registered student, having completed course successfully, and 3 copies of clearance forms. This is done 1 week after release of results, within 30 minutes upon presentation of the forms, and the charges are free. Accounts office. Issuance of fee statement. The student is required to make a requisition to the accounts office within 2 minutes, and the service charges are free. Issuance of receipts. The student is required to present payslips or M-Pesa message within 2 minutes, and the charges are also free. Payment of casuals. This is done after a processed request from Human Resource is issued, and this is done after every 7 days, and the charges are free. Payment of staff. The student is to present a processed payroll from Human Resource every 30 days, and the charges are free. Payment of supplies. The student should have a processed invoice from stores and procurement. This is done within 60 days from the day of delivery, and the charges are free. Receiving of goods. A purchasing order for confirmation and signing is presented. This is done within 15 minutes and no charges are required. Examination. Supplementary examination. The student should issue referral paper and it should be done 10 working days after official date of opening, and the charges are 300 Kenyan shillings per paper. Special examination. This should be issued after a departmental recommendation is presented. It is done within 14 working days after official date of opening. The charges are free. Procurement. Procurement of goods and services. The customer is required to present annual procurement plans and a submission of goods and services requisition form. This should be done within 21 days after requisition is made. There are no charges for these services. Processing of goods received not and forwarding of invoice payment. The customers are required to submit invoices. This is done 7 days after receiving of goods and invoices, and no charges are required. Central stores. Receiving of goods. The customer is required to submit requisitions, LPO/LSO, inspection and acceptance form, delivery note, and invoice. This should be done within 30 minutes after delivery, and no charges are required. Issuance of goods to departments. The customer should present a duly filled store issue note, and it is done within 10 minutes and the charges are free. Library. Students are required to present a student's identification card and a national identification card for access. The library is open from Monday to Friday as from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. except for the weekends and public holidays. There are no charges required. Borrowing of library materials. One should be a registered student and present student and national identification card. This is done 2 minutes upon presentation of identification card and the charges are free. We are committed to courtesy and excellence in service delivery. Any service good rendered that does not conform to the above standards or any officer who does not live up to commitment to courtesy and excellence in service delivery should be reported to the principal, Keroka Technical Training Institute, PO Box 440 Keroka, telephone number 07-2658-8558. Or the Commission Secretary or Chief Executive Office, Commission on Administrative Justice, 2nd Floor, West End Towers, Waiyaki Way, Nairobi, PO Box 20414, Nairobi, telephone number 020-227000 or 020-2303-000. Huduma bora ni haki yako.